From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen, along with Madeline Brand, who's in Detroit this week at the North American International Auto Show. It's the auto industry's main event where they unveil their new cars. Hi, Madeline.
Hi, Alex. I'm here along with thousands of other journalists from around the world, or I think around 6,000, more than last year because, well, there is just incredible interest in what the big three are planning to do to survive. And as you know, two of them, Chrysler and GM, received a huge government bailout and orders from Washington to shape up. Well, I went to GM's presentation yesterday, and CEO Rick Wagoner began by saying, you know what, everybody, we've already shaped up. We're already making great cars. And America's perception of GM, it just doesn't match reality.
Lost in all the hearings and the headlines of the past several months is the very important fact that GM is a company driven by great cars and trucks and technology leadership. And buried in all the financial news in recent months is the fact that we've made tremendous progress over the past several years in making cars and crossovers and trucks that consumers really want to buy.
And Alex, after Rick Wagoner defended his company, the show began. And I have to say, it was more like a fashion show. The car models actually paraded down a runway as camera flashes went off like popcorn.
Ladies and gentlemen, the future of automotive transportation has entered the building. Zero emissions, up to 40 miles of driving without using a single drop of fuel, and the capability to go another several hundred miles. I present the revolutionary Chevrolet Bolt.
Madeline, this is the future. I feel like we've heard a lot about the Volt already. Did GM unveil anything truly new?
Yeah, we have heard a lot of hype about the Volt, and they did unveil that. That's definitely the star of the show at GM. But they had 17 new and concept cars, the focus on green and fuel efficiency. You know, we didn't hear a word about the Escalade or the Hummer. Instead, there was a big deal made about another hybrid plug-in electric car, a concept car, meaning no production plans yet, called the Cadillac Converge. It's an upscale version of the Volt, and it can travel 40 miles on an electric charge before a gas engine kicks in. And Alex, that really is the story of this auto show. Electric. Nearly every company is headlining an electric car, even though it is far from certain that customers will go for these cars. They're more expensive, and gas prices, as you know, have dropped.
Yeah, the timing on this seems a little weird. I just filled up for under $2 a gallon this past weekend. So what about the other car makers? What's GM's competition doing?
Well, they are also unveiling these electric cars and plug-in hybrids. Chrysler has one. Ford, too, has an all-electric sedan coming up that they say can go 100 miles on a single charge. The company is offering gas-electric hybrids.